This is the Cedar Mountain Service District public hearing for dust fees, June 7th, 2025.
Okay, it is 12:38 and I call this public hearing regarding dust fees to order of the Cedar Mountain Service District. We have attending Board Member Brent Carter, Vice Chair Paula Dale Saxton, Clerk Zach Haskell, Chair Susie Polnisch, and Assistant Clerk Liz Johnson, and a number of people from the public here. There is a handout here that it has the fire stuff in here, but it also has the dust. And maybe Zach can give a like 5-minute recap on the dust.
This one's fast.
Just a really quick recap on dust, and then we'll take your comments.
So I took the same approach to this one as I did the last one. You know, historical really answers the question. So you can go through there with total number of parcels billed for the fee, what the fee was, you know, how it all shakes out on the profit loss thought process. Dust, unlike fire and EMS, dust is intended to be and can be a lot easier, a direct pass-through cost, so, you know, fee for service. And we can pretty well take that one down to a net zero a lot easier than we can the fire. We can determine exactly what that's going to cost a lot closer, right? So the long and short of dust is the product cost has gone up 20.51% in 5 years, and the fee stayed the same since we started it. Well, if it's a direct pass-through and the product that is 95% of the cost goes up 20%, then doesn't the fee have to go up 20%? I mean, I can answer any question about the numbers in between. That's truly what it boils down to. Another aspect of that, a lot of joiners are another effect on this. And so that same conversation we have with fire and EMS, it's the same issue, but that's really what it boils down to.
Yeah, and then this box on the bottom that says future planning so that we don't reassess the fee until 2028, that goes back to what I think we said in the fire, how we'd like to be able to only like assess a fee for a service, like to reassess it, to change it once every 3 years. And so if we do something with dust this year, then we would look to not do anything again until 2028. And so you can kind of see through the numbers there, and then that where that puts that proposed fee, which looks like we're saying $115 to $125 per parcel.
Uh-huh.
Larry, go ahead.
So you don't know what you could go up another 20% in a year or two. I don't know whether you know the product very well, and it's obviously, what is in that product?
Okay, so the product that we're current, there's multiple products that could be used. We've tested other products. There hasn't been one that can compare to this one. It's, for all intents and purposes, best product on the market, right?
Same one that everybody
on the mountains used for 20 years, or since it started being done. About Duck Creek Pines is the first one to do it about 20 years ago. It's magnesium chloride. It's basically a salt. Magnesium chloride is a commodity. They produce every bit that they can, and they sell every ounce of it, and there's a waiting list for more. They use it for ice control on highways in Wyoming, and they use it for dust control mitigation in mines, on roads, etc. That's really what the product is. So what controls the price of that product is how much supply and demand and what can be produced in a year. There's only like 2 plants that produce it in the western United States. I don't know exactly all the details, but it's, yeah, we are at the mercy on that. So to your point, it could go up 20% from now till next year, right? There is some cushion built into this number for that. The other thing that affects it is fuel surcharge. We pay a fuel surcharge when it's delivered and spread based on the national fuel average. There's a chart, etc. When fuel at the beginning of the last presidential administration, when fuel went to $5 a gallon, we were paying way more fuel surcharge. And honestly, that's what the cushion that we were trying to create, and we were trying to hold a little bit of reserve, that's where it got eaten up. And we ended up, we never went negative on this fund, but it got all the way down to the nitty gritty.
Is there in that, I know this is for churches, but, you know, for transportation or something. In the menu, is there no oil added to that at all?
Not that I'm aware of. I'd have to. We have the spec sheets on it. But, yeah. I don't know exactly.
Petroleum products in it or not?
No, I don't think there's any in it. No.
Okay.
No, it's a soluble salt. They put it, mix it with water, and truck it down. And
I think we got clarified last year that the salt or the thing, there's no worries about killing any vegetation, right? I mean,
so
when you say salt, that's kind of, that scares me, you know, because
yes. So we have to take, it depends on how you look at the, which study do you want to look at? You can look at one study that will say 100% it kills the trees. What level of salt concentration getting into a tree causes it to die? Well, it depends on the tree. Can it be harmful? Yeah, I think yes, it probably could. Is it the number one cause on why the trees are dying? I can't say that. There's no data to prove that that's the case. There's been people that have paid for studies and sent in tree samples, and in their tree it had a super high concentration of chloride and things, and they just immediately said that's what killed the tree. Well, did the tree have bugs in it? We can't.
And if you look at along Highway 14, since they've started salting the roads, I see a lot more dead trees. But along my road in my subdivision, I've got all these little baby trees coming up right along the side of the road. So it's like, well, does the salt on the highway is a different kind, and that they don't like that, but they seem to love what's on the road next to my, you know?
Well, if some scientists can please come up with something for the magnesium chloride to kill the GMO fields, why would we put it?
Right.
Yeah, and the company that sells it, Road Solutions, they have data on this. Obviously, I'm sure their data is written in their favor the same way. If you want to pay enough money, you can have a study figured out however which way you want. So they claim that it's not harmful, and they also claim the other subject on this is salt in vehicles. Is it corrosive or not? They claim the product itself by nature is not corrosive. But when the product is in mud, and that mud sticks to your car, and that mud stays wet because it's pulling the moisture out of the air, now it's the water that's technically being corrosive, but how do you want to draw that one? It's one of those things. Ultimately, it's do you want dust and to breathe the dust of the mountain? The people in this room I know have been here long enough to win. You would be sitting here looking down at the village, and it looked like you were driving into LA. Smog, but it was dust here. Do we want that, or do we want, in my opinion, the last few years, it's a heck of a lot better where all the roads are done in between. And so do we want to be breathing the dust? Do we want is it nice to not have to drive in and have a dusty car? When it rains, yeah, now we got to deal with a little bit more mud because it absorbs more moisture. Give and take it, that is what it is. So, well, if it rains hard enough, it can wash away. Yeah, I mean, it binds to the soil. You wet the soil before, put it on. The water draws the product into the soil. A hard enough rain and real runoff, yeah, it'll wash away. It degrades over time like anything would. But we went through, when we started this service, we looked at, there's stuff called Gorilla Snot. It's like a ice cream cone crust. Like you go to Dairy Queen, you get a chocolate dip cone. It's got that crust. It puts a crust on the road. That is a petroleum-based product. We tried two or three. We looked at five, I think, and most of them are just completely cost prohibitive. So, as far as product itself goes, it's the best option that we found that way. So.
Sam, Mr. Jefferson, Strange Creek. When I was asked to say these are not all my words, yet I agree. The year before the district started doing this in the whole area, Strange Creek was already doing it. We charged $75 a lot. And that was paying for those that had joined, but still $75 a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And with it gone up 20% with lot joiners, still doesn't come up to $125. It'd be still less than $100. So we're asking that, we sharpen our pencils, and I'm impressed with you guys. But then the other thing that I wanted to bring up is that at Swains Creek, I guess it's our lot this year, that we're being treated at the end of June. And that's 40% of the season gone. We'd like a 40% discount. I know that's a ridiculous statement, but we'd like a 40% discount because we're only getting 60% of the season treated. We would like to do our own. Back to our own, and we can contract it early in the year.
Okay.
Have control of that.
We can definitely look at that. One, I don't think you can get it done for under $100 personally. Based on all the math, I know exactly how many miles of road, I know exactly how many tons of product your particular subdivision use. I don't think that it pencils out to that. Yes, when we did this, I sat in front of the Swains Creek board and we all agreed, and they agreed at the time, different board than it is now, that they were willing, they were the only place on the mountain where the service, it got more expensive. The only subdivision on the entire mountain, and they all agreed at the time. Again, like I said earlier, go back to doing what was better for the mountain as a whole and the community as a whole. If they want to be removed, I can look at what that would cost and the net effect. I can't obviously make that decision this year, but we could definitely look at that and what would that do, you know, for the mountain as a whole. As far as the timing goes, we do have it on a rotating schedule. So when you're first on the list, do you guys get to pay more?
No, that's the full season.
To the ridiculous. Okay, so if I'm going to...
Actually, I think we might have been the first, so we got moved to the last,
So if this district is going to write Dustbusters a check for $250,000 with your subdivision omitted, do you think you're going to get the early season date the same way I am?
I don't either.
I'm just things to take back to the board and thoughts. This district then has the buying power. That was the whole idea, economies of scale, things of that nature, so that we could control how we got it, when we got it, all that. Other aspect of that is roads have to be graded and dealt with and fixed prior to application. Are you going to be able to convince Bert Harris and the county road department to grade your roads and have them ready for you, or are you just going to spray on rutted, messed up roads because you booked the Memorial Day date every year? And so Bert and Wade look at you and go, sorry, we can't get to your grading by then. Are you guys going to put the product down anyways? That would be your guys' decision. Things to consider. It does take time. It is stretched out. Unfortunately, public works employees have a lot of holidays. We have Memorial Day to contend with, Juneteenth to contend with, a handful of things that fall into this 6-8 week window. So it does get stretched out a little bit. That's why we try to make it a rotation so that in the long run it averages out. Your first this time, your last next time. Well, in the end, your average application date should be the same over the course of the life. Other things that affect that are snow melt. There's actually in Swains, you have a higher percentage chance of receiving the product before the rest of the mountain because oftentimes your subdivision's melted and can be taken care of prior to Meadowview. The last 2 years, that hasn't been the case, so we've been able to stick to the thing, but to the schedule. But the first 2 years that we did it, you guys were first. So we have addressed it and tried to work on that.
One of the other things we've done is we now do all the main roads and every sub. So the first thing we do is do all the, so the Duck Creek Ridge Road, Strawberry Point Road, Swains Road, like we do all the main roads first. Because those are getting the most, so that very first week that we treat all the main roads. And then we start going the following week by subdivision, and again, it rotates. So if you're first this week, then you're going to be, are you going to be last, or are you going to be second next time?
And they did okay.
Whatever, it rotates so that...
They did a better job this year, and last year there was all these dry spots. This year,
yeah, as you come, if you do come across any of those dry spots and things, make sure that we get informed. Because we do have a date in July to touch up to, all right, the product started to fail in this area sooner than we're happy with. We do have earmarked for extra at that point, a secondary date, secondary spring, if you will. One other thing to consider with this too is with the cushion that was built into this. So when we originally did it, your $75 that you were paying, I determined would be $90 of cost. We did a $100 fee. That other $10, what that was to do is, it's a cooperative agreement with the county road department. So they provide the water truck and they help us and they manage the contractors more or less for us. Our district manager and the road department work together on this. Cooperative agreement, but that $10 of fee was set aside for road improvement. So when your roads washed out from snowmelt, they got repaired because we've been helping the road department with buying road base and culverts and things. That's part of this fee as well. So something I didn't disagree with that Swains did was they eliminated the $75 out of the HOA fees. I wish they would have kept them and dug some ditches out, put some road base down. Any work that you do to better the road, rebuild the crown, dig the fix the drainage, the application of this product and the way this product worked is better. So there's some things to consider. If you guys want to be pulled out, I totally understand the thought and I'll do the work and just see the feasibility of that. Yeah, well, let me know, get back to me, because if that is something that your board, which I have to take it that your board's representing your community the same way this board's representing the entire mountain, I'll put the pencil to paper, and also it's pretty easy, it's in a spreadsheet. I have every subdivision, exactly how wide their roads are, exactly how long they are. I have all the data to do it fairly easily. So if you decide that that's what, if your board decides that's what they want to do, just let me know.
Other comments? Any comments, sir?
Pardon?
Any comments on it?
Well, I've got a few. My name is James Sanderson. I'm moving Ranch South.
Okay.
It seems like to me that they could crown the roads better, and all they do is go flat. And I've heard that they were told to go flat. And then when they grade the roads, they push the dirt up against everybody's culvert so that we have two drainage systems instead of one. And they seem like they've pretty much plugged up everybody's culverts they put in over the years. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see them crown the roads a little bit so we wouldn't have these horses that go across the road. They could go from each side a little bit.
Yeah. So one of the roads in your area is one of the roads I have marked for to suggest, because I can't, I don't know any decision-making authority over the county road department, but Ute Lane is one of the worst, has a very large drainage problem. It's probably the next one that's going to receive a treatment of a lift, like a foot lift of material. Some of the roads have eroded away to the point and have been degraded to the point where putting a proper crown to them isn't possible at this
Redwood
point.
Redwood would be a good place to start.
Redwood's, yeah.
Redwood. Some culverts going across them mm-hmm. that you can't drive across.
Yes, so to what I was saying about Swain, that's all HOAs, something that would help the road department, and I can't speak for them, but I do work with them a lot on this subject, would be to help re-excavate the drainage ditches. A lot of problems with culverts are people aren't maintaining their culverts. The county road department doesn't have the funds and is not going to do that part. If you notice, I don't know if you noticed this year, but they're... But Bert or Wade did do a lot of work where he was taking his blade and pulling material back out of the ditches. The hard part about pulling...
He did really good in some places. And then the next street over like that, we'd have two culverts.
A lot of it's because of the lack of material. You start digging to build a crown, and you start finding the natural rock and bringing the natural rock back up. That's what I know about it.
Right now.
That's
can't walk down the street hardly.
To get the lift, so we need to get that foot of base back on the road. So who pays for that foot of base? County throws everything they got at it. Like I just said, we put a little cushion in to help where we could with the worst spots. That's if Bert and Wade were sitting here, I would say that the reason they would tell you the reason for it is there's not enough good material on that particular road to do what you're talking about. But it is part of their concern. They fix what they can. So they fix. There's three cul-de-sacs in Lost Creek that they completely rebuilt, put a foot of dirt on this year. So they do what they can and a little bit here there. We can help them identify the worst place on the mountain to help direct them.
Yeah. So. What is the dirt that's on like your street?
Well, that was put there.
It seems to stay so nice.
It was put there by the developer. So when the developer built that, the road department said you have to build your road to a certain standard. Well, that road was built in 25 years ago. Your road was built 70 years ago. So, yeah, so what has happened over that time? You guys don't have an HOA. The rural county, there's only so much money. I mean, we could get into the weeds on how their department is funded and where their funds come from, but they don't have them is the long and short of it either. Everybody's poor. Everybody's poverty when you get to these subjects. So.
Zach, Jim and I were the same. On you right there, you're talking about bringing that basin where that drainage problem is, and it comes down, gets my place, and then it takes off and goes right down from Jim's, my other properties, mm-hmm. all the way down to Rich's and out. Yes, as you know, it.
I walked it yesterday, so.
It can be a river, man.
I walked it yesterday, and Wade and I will be walking it on Monday, actually. So.
Mine did really good this year.
Yeah, see, so to not discredit your comment, you have a point, but there's other factors that affect it too, is really what it boils down to. And how do we solve those other factors? Well, it's road department and other things, and it all comes back to money around full circle. So.
Money?
Shocker, right?
Are we, and should we be doing road maintenance? I mean, aren't we talking about dust abatement?
Correct. And so that was a big topic when we originally did this. And so cooperatively, what the road department is doing is, like I said, Wade helps us manage it, which is technically Kennelly's job, understood. They're also running their water truck at their expense for us. And then the idea is, if you add road base here and there, the product's going to buy you better and do a better job. So they're helping us out with management and the water truck. We're throwing some base at the biggest problem childs. So are we doing road maintenance, or are we helping pay for what they're doing for us?
And are we extending the product? Like because when you get that, and that product has the ability to really bind to the right surface, over time, you know, you don't need quite as much product on that.
No, I get all that, but I'm just saying, Whose road will we fix out in front of their house?
That's why we try and identify the worst problems, right?
So we're just fixing the worst problems, and only to a certain extent to trade for what we're doing, what the county's doing for us.
Basically. And we're talking about $20,000 to $40,000 worth of stuff. If Bert and Wade could have their way, they would take and put about $400,000 worth of dirt in Meadowview alone. So it's a drop in the bucket in the big scheme.
Is the county responsible for the maintenance on that road, on those roads?
So it depends on the road, because you got A, B, C, D, all the different classifications of roads. Ultimately, yes, and then they do what they can with their budget. Which is why we got together and went, all right, we need you guys. You could use our help a little bit.
Mutual.
Well, because the other thing is putting the dust control product down, it does help prevent erosion of the roads as well. So are we prolonging the life of what road base does get put down because we're putting down the mag? It was considered. It was part of the conversation for sure.
The county gets an awful lot of taxes from us up here. I know my taxes have gone up 300% in the last 10 years. And I thought when I became a resident here, I was really getting a big break with 45%. Well, they've already killed all that off. Now they're killing more off. So it seems like they should be getting enough money from us to help our roads.
Yeah.
I remember the school districts doubled their taxes, not the county. The county has a double tax.
County rate has stayed the same. The school district and other entities have raised theirs. The thing about it is the road department's not funded by the county general fund. And Patty, Commissioner Cabea could comment on this more. Could the county general fund contribute more money to it? Possibly, yes. Road maintenance is paid for by gas tax and by mineral lease money and things of that nature. So it's a... Commissioner Cabea could go down that path of real thick weeds and explain that part, but it's a sore subject. Whoever runs our county road department has to have the will of 10 people, because it's not an easy job, from everything I've learned. So, could they do better? I mean, she's here. She's listening to you. So.
And I'm sorry, who are you?
Commissioner Cabea, Patty Cabea.
And you're?
A Kane County Commissioner.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, Patty's our...
I'll get together, go to Kane County.
Commissioner Cabeja is our liaison. Each of the commissioners is assigned certain special service districts and certain boards that they are a liaison for, and so she is Cedar Mountain's liaison. So she is very often in person at our meetings. If not, then she calls in. So she's hearing what we hear. All right, I know we're up on our time. Do we have other comments, other notice?
Can I summarize? Yeah. Everybody's happy with the fact that we're doing dust control. Nobody wants to go back to where we didn't do it at all or we went spotty. That's the same thing, same question I asked about EMS. Everybody happy with the level of service? Because that would be the other adjustment, is we could put half the product down and then it would work half as good. Things like that. Understood. I got it. I know where your head's at. I totally understand. Well, if there's no other comment, I move we adjourn the public hearing regarding dust fees.
Second. All those in favor? Aye. It is 1:04 and we have adjourned our public hearing for dust fees. Okay.